Good morning, everybody. Thank you for calling in today. We appreciate it, especially on such short notice. I think there's no secret to how excited we are about this new television deal with Fox. And I think there's no secret that we have our first fight coming up ever on network television, which will be November 12th. And to dive right into it without wasting any time, I think that most of the people that know about the UFC and the rapid growth that we've had over the last 10 years, and I think one of the big reasons for that is we deliver. We deliver to the fans, we deliver to our partners, and in my opinion, we're delivering again. We are going with the most prestigious championship in all of sports, the heavyweight title. So on November 12th in Anaheim's Honda Center, UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez will take on number one contender Junior Dos Santos on the number one network in America, Fox. Who's got the first question?
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to queue up to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1. And we will pause for just a moment to assemble our roster. We'll take our first question from Sergio Non with USA Today.
Hi. Thanks for taking the time today. I'm wondering, how did you decide to put the heavyweight title on the Fox card? You know, did you consider any other matchups? What was sort of the process that led up to that?
Yeah, obviously we were looking at everything. We were looking at so many different fights. And what we wanted, like I said, when I opened the call, I wanted to deliver. We wanted to deliver to our partners, Fox. We wanted to deliver to the fans for the first time ever. We want to really kick it off with a bang. And what better way than to go with the heavyweight championship? And all you guys that are on the line that are well-versed in the sport and know what's going on, this heavyweight matchup is going to be a great fight.
But was that always the first choice, JDS Cain, or...?
We had so many. We were kicking so many things around. Obviously, you know, do you go with the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, maybe the best fighter ever in history? Do you do this? And timing is a big issue, too. You know, Anderson's coming off a fight. We had so many different ideas that we were kicking around. But the no-brainer, the one right in front of our face the whole time, is the heavyweight championship.
And you originally had talked about that fight for the San Jose card the following week. What will lead that card instead?
Well, that card wasn't finished. We didn't know what we were doing. So, you know, no card's finished till we announce it. There's always rumors, and we say we're looking at this, we're looking at that, and you guys know that. You guys know that no card is ever announced until I announce it.
All right, fair enough. Thanks.
Thanks.
Great, thank you very much. And now moving on, we'll take a question from Kevin Neal with Yahoo Sports.
Hi, Dana. I guess first question, just in relation to your last answer, is the fight card in San Jose still going on or not?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Of course it's going on.
Listen,
we're in an opportunity here. We're like I said, and you heard this from me now 50,000 times in the last however many weeks, we're with the number one network in the United States and by a long shot. We're going to go out there. We want to deliver, and this is going to be the most watched mixed martial arts event in North American and South American history. We're not only here in the United States, but we're going to break our record down in Brazil too with this heavyweight matchup.
What is the network it's on in Brazil then?
We're working on that right now. We'll see where we end up. You know, this last fight that we did, for those of you that don't know, you know how big it was, you know how successful it was, but there's a network there called Hedge ATV. And they're like a new up-and-coming network. Globo is the Fox of Brazil. These guys are the biggest, baddest network down there. And for the first time ever in Hedge TV's history, they beat them that night in the ratings.
Wow, amazing. What is the other fight that's going to be on TV? Do you have that?
This is it. We're going 1 hour with a 5-round heavyweight championship fight. There will only be one fight.
Wow, that's incredible. And then when you were making that move, I mean, did you communicate to the people in San Jose? Because I would imagine having Cain fighting in his home, arena and everything would have been pretty attractive to them in terms of ticket sales.
No, I mean, like I said earlier, we haven't made the card yet.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Dana.
Yep.
Great, thank you very much. And moving on, next we'll go to Lance Pugmire with LA Times.
Hi, Dana.
Hey, Lance. Good, how you doing?
Real good. How do you, if Kane and Jr. were supposed to be on a pay-per-view card in San Jose, I would expect that they're due for some additional compensation for being on this non-pay-per-view event. How do you deal with that?
Well, no, obviously these guys were supposed to be on a pay-per-view card, but, you know, San Jose was never really the deal. But trust me, for these guys to take the fight, they're being paid just fine. They're very happy with what they're being paid. And, you know, they're more than happy. Both guys were so excited to be fighting on the first Fox card.
Great. And just talk about this fight, this matchup, if you can, Dana. Especially, I know you're going to be drawing a lot of first-time MMA viewers. Can you talk about the appeal of this matchup?
That's what I said. First of all, it's the most prestigious championship in all of sports, the heavyweight title, and there's nothing more exciting than when you know it's going to be a great heavyweight fight. Junior Dos Santos has great takedown defense. Both guys have power. I mean, you saw what Cain Velasquez was able to do to Brock Lesnar standing. The question is going to be, you know, obviously I think Cain's game plan will be to take Junior Dos Santos down, which nobody's been able to do yet. Obviously, Kane is the level of wrestling he has. You know, he took Brock down. He's taken, I mean, every guy he's ever wrestled, he's taken down. So if he can implement his game plan and get it to the ground, it's going to be interesting because we've never seen Junior Dos Santos on the ground. He's a Nogueira black belt, but he's never been there in a fight. I think that this fight, you know, not only other than going with our biggest title, the heavyweight title, I think this fight is going to be awesome. So I'm excited for it. Tickets for the Fox show. They go on sale to the public next Friday, September 16th at the Honda Center. You can get them through the box office or Ticketmaster.
All right, great. Thanks very much. We'll now move on to Jose Rodriguez with Sun Media Canada.
Hi, Dana. Thanks for taking the time. I was hoping that you could just spell it out for us how this card works since it's only 1 hour on Fox with one fight. What happens with the rest of the card? Where is it accessible?
Yeah, we'll figure that out. We haven't figured that out yet. One thing at a time. I had to make the fight first, the fight that's going to go on Fox, and then now we'll figure out where the rest will go. You know we always deliver. We always get the fights to the fans one way or another, so we'll figure this one out too.
That was my only question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now moving on, we'll go to Ariel Helwani with AOL.com.
Hey, Dana. I was just wondering, in the past, you know, you've gone up against major boxing events, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. Why did you decide to only go 1 hour? Was that a Fox decision, or was that because you didn't want to go up against the Pacquiao fight?
Yeah, I think that was a decision that we made with Fox together. You know, we wanted to go out with our best foot forward. We want to go in. And the other thing with the one fight, doing the title fight for five rounds, the way that we're looking at this thing, there are going to be millions of people tuning into the UFC that have never seen it before. Some people are going to need to be educated on what the sport is, where it comes from. So we're going to need some time to kind of set up the UFC's on Fox and what's going on. And Fox guys, jump in whenever you guys want to on this. But that's basically why it was done that way.
And it will still be, so like for the fans in attendance, there will still be 10 or so, like the usual amount of fights that they can expect from a UFC event, or will this be a shorter night for them?
Nope, the fans won't notice a difference. It'll be just like any other pay-per-view that we ever do.
And those fights will probably air somewhere you just don't know yet, right?
What's that?
And those fights, those undercard fights, will probably air somewhere you just haven't made that decision yet, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll get them out there somewhere and where the fans can see them.
Okay, and just one last question. Obviously, you have a pay-per-view the next weekend. So is it safe to assume that because you're going to have the Fox eyeballs on you and as you say, probably the most watched event in UFC history in North America and maybe the world, that you're going to try to put a mega fight on that show so that you could promote that?
Yeah, having a free fight on Fox leading into a pay-per-view the next week sure doesn't suck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now moving on, we'll go to Franklin McNeil with ESPN.
Hey, guys, my question was answered. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Franklin.
All right, now we'll go to Gareth Davies with the Daily Telegraph, London.
Taking the time today. And I just wanted to ask, obviously, this is a massive time for the UFC moving into mainstream TV in the US. But obviously, I'm getting lots of questions in the UK about how and in Ireland, indeed, of course, because there are many fans there, about how the UK fans, because, of course, most of the UFC is on subscription TV on ESPN in the UK. How will the fans be able to watch this event in the UK and Ireland?
Great question. I'm glad you asked it. We're still negotiating where this fight's going to be shown in the UK. We'll make this fight available. We'll figure this thing out. You know how it is out there. It's always right down to the wire. One of the many things that I'm excited about being with Fox is, you know, once all these deals end up, you know, are at the end of their term, we would love to be with Fox over in the UK. We're trying to figure all this stuff out. And I think that once our deals expire, we will figure it out, and we're going to get that whole UK-Ireland piece of this thing fixed. So hang in there. We're working on it. We'll get this fight up somewhere so that the fans can see it. And rest assured that our relationship with Fox is 7 years, and we're going to figure out that piece of this puzzle.
Thanks, Dana. Cheers.
Thank you, buddy.
Great. Thanks very much. Well, once again, if you'd like to queue up to ask a question, that is star 1 on your touchtone telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1. And we'll now go to Dave Meltzer with Yahoo Sports.
Hey, Dana, how you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, on you know, with this fight being a five-round fight and everything like that and the unpredictability of everything, I mean, if the fight goes one round or two rounds or something like that, are you going to roll in like the number two fight on that card on tape delay, or what's kind of the plan there?
You know what? Eric Shanks and I from Fox were talking about it yesterday. Like I said, it's still kind of a work in progress. This is our first one. So we're talking about how to handle that. Eric, you want to jump in on that? And
I mean, the plan is right now that we would just go straight to an episode of X Factor, because it would be a huge lead-in for X Factor. No, I'm joking. What we'll do is we'll fill out the rest of the night with either a full replay of a fight, depending on you know, how much time you have left, or we'll do a best of the night. I mean, between Dana and Lorenzo and all of our production guys. We'll figure it out based on exactly how much time you have left in the night.
And Dana, for San Jose, I mean, how soon before you think that you're going to be able to announce what the main event and the top matches for the San Jose show are?
You know, I've got fights already. We've already got some fights laid out for that card. So working on those right now.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Now moving on, we'll go to Ron Crook with HDNet.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Dana, you touched on this, but would you go into a little more detail on the reaction from both Kane and Junior about this opportunity to be the first fight on for the UFC on national TV?
Let me tell you what, it was the easiest conversation I've ever had in yanking guys off pay-per-view and putting them on television. It took literally 3.5 minutes to get both deals done, and they couldn't be more excited. They know how big this is. They know what this means to the sport and to the UFC and to their careers personally. They're honored, they're pumped, and it's going to be a great fight.
And a thank you, and a quick question to the Fox reps. David and Eric, I don't know who wants to take this, but can you give us a little idea what to expect from the production side from Fox? Will the pre-fight show have a similar look to maybe your NFL pre-game shows?
No, because we're talking about an hour format, and Dana's guys are going to be producing, so we'll have a mini pre-game show and then into the fight. And we're very happy with the way that Dana's people do the production, so we're going to leave well enough alone.
Yeah, I will say one thing that we will be doing is launching the UFC on Fox with a Super Bowl-style red carpet and tailgate party with every star in Hollywood and every, you know, every dignitary that we need to get out there to launch this thing. So it will be a la Super Bowl tailgate and Super Bowl red carpet with a huge party outside before the event.
Nice. Is this unprecedented for Fox to allow another company to basically call the shots during a production?
Pretty much.
Actually, let me dive into this one a little bit. Now, you guys have all known how important it was for me to kind of control the production. Let me tell you this. The way that we've worked with Fox and the way that this deal works out, David Hill is a legend in sports. This guy has revolutionized, you name it, NASCAR, the NFL, the Super Bowl, baseball. This guy's forgotten more about production than I will ever know. So one of the things that we're doing is we like the style and feel of our show. We want input from Fox. We want the Fox look to this thing. We're open to suggestions. We want to work with them. This isn't one of these things where I come in and I'm like, this is our show. And this isn't some unprecedented thing where, we draw the line that's our deal. We want their input. These guys they're the number one network in the country for a reason, because they're the best at what they do. And we want their input and want to work hand in hand with these guys.
Great stuff. Thanks, guys.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Great. Thank you very much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one if you'd like to queue up to ask a question. Again, that is star one. And we'll now move on to James Brighton with sportsnet.ca.
Hi, one of my questions was answered, but Dana, I was just wondering, this is obviously a fantastic matchup, and there's nothing more prestigious than a heavyweight title bout, but I was just, was there any thought to the fact that these two might not be the most well-known names, at least the mainstream U.S. sports fans?
Yeah. Tell me which one of our guys is the most well-known mainstream guy.
Well, maybe just Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, well, you guys know how I've always felt about this. Every time somebody tries to tell me that we're mainstream, oh, you guys are mainstream. We're not mainstream. Mainstream is when you walk down the street of any major city anywhere and ask them if they know what basketball is. That is mainstream, okay? What we're getting here is we're getting the opportunity from Fox to become mainstream. And like I said when we announced this deal, we're not sitting around patting ourselves on the back going, look it, we made it. Now's the time to work. Now's the time to deliver. Everything that we've done in the last 10 years, we actually need to step it up a level and deliver even bigger and better now that we're on the number one network in the country. And believe me when I tell you guys are going to see a lot of changes in the way that the shows are run, the production, everything is going to the next level. We've been given this opportunity, and you bet your ass we're going to take it.
Okay, so you said you're going to have the setup during the show, and I presume a lot of big things coming up leading up to it as well.
Absolutely. No, this, you just heard what Eric Shank said about what they're doing, the party that they're kicking off for the first fight ever on Fox. And all the things that we're going to do, this is going to be an event of all events. I mean, just to be in Anaheim for this event, even if you can't get a ticket to this event, just to be in Anaheim and watch it in a bar that night, you're going to be able to feel the atmosphere and the buzz that's going on down in Southern Cal.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Now moving on, we'll go to Tyler Harper with the Canadian Press.
Yeah, hi, Dana. Thanks for doing this. Question for you. I was just wondering if you can clarify how this fight's going to be seen up in Canada. Will it be shown on a Fox feed through Sportsnet, or does it go another way?
Yeah, it's probably going to be Rogers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's going to air up there. So more than likely, it's going to be on Rogers. So we'll get that figured out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and moving on. We'll take a question now from Mike Chiappetto with AOL Sports.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Clearly, this is a huge deal for UFC. Fox is excited about putting the UFC on as well. Part of making sure this thing gets a huge rating is making sure it's promoted up leading up to the fight. I'm wondering if the Fox executives can talk about how they're planning to promote this thing leading up to the 12th.
Let me take that first, and then I'll let them jump in. Let me tell you what. We announced the deal. 3 hours later, if that, they were already promoting the UFC in the NFL. And this deal doesn't even start till January. They started promoting as soon as the deal was announced. We've never been treated like this. We've never been happier. And go ahead. You guys take it away from there.
Off you go, Eric.
Yeah, we, Dana and Lorenzo started teasing us with the idea of potentially doing a championship fight, I think maybe two nights ago, and then yesterday afternoon, because we were setting up the timing for the whole show, the commercial format, to do two fights, pregame show along with Dana and Lorenzo, and then they said, what if we had a championship fight for you? And we didn't know who the fighters were probably until sometime, yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening. And our promo guys and marketing guys have been working through the night with footage from these two guys. And you will see tomorrow in FX College Football and in our baseball promos for this fight already. So like Dana said, you know, we're jumping on this thing and we're making as big a deal out of it as we can. And guaranteed we'll be promoting this across all of our sports and all of our entertainment properties leading up to the 12th.
Okay, cool. And Dana, it sounded like you guys had some other options. I mean, was this sort of hiding in front of your face or something like that, you said. So you were exploring many other things, and then this kind of just popped into your head, like, why don't we just move this up?
No, we looked at everything. Obviously, this was one of the ones we looked at, too. And like the guy who asked the question earlier about, you know, what do you think about these guys not being that well-known? I mean, none of our guys are that well-known with the, you know, in the mainstream. But what I want to do is when you go out and you say, it's our first fight ever on Fox, and we were out there beating our chest on what a big deal this Fox deal is, you know, and like I always say, too, we do 13 pay-per-views a year. We like to deliver to the fans. We're delivering, man.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Moving on, we'll now take a question from Matt Bishop with the Detroit News.
Hi, guys. I have a question for Eric. Eric, I was wondering how important it was for Fox to have a fight of this magnitude on the first broadcast.
Well, there was no question that we were going to get a fight of this kind of magnitude. You know, just the commitment that these guys have to launching UFC on Fox. We knew we were going to get a huge fight that was going to get the attention of everybody, not only, you know, that follows the UFC, but also, you know, be of a caliber that would grab the attention of people that haven't traditionally followed the UFC. So, but we knew these guys were going to deliver, and we're going to deliver for them to bring a huge audience to it that night as well.
So Fox is satisfied with this fight?
Well, if I can just, and this is like us getting Ali Foreman.
Really? Yeah. All right. Cain Velasquez is trending worldwide on Twitter right now.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now move on to Stephen Morocco with SportsIllustrated.com.
Yeah, Dana, you talked about the segment to educate fans as sort of a work in progress, and I was wondering if you might be using as a model some of the things you did earlier in the UFC's life with the In the Cage things and the Mark Lehman kind of segments, you know, where they're showing specific moves and stuff like that.
We don't know. We're still working on how we're going to figure it out and educate people that have never seen it before. We're still working on that.
Most of the education, if I can just butt in, most of the education will come through the commentary. I think the key thing in any sports is the standard of commentary and what Dana's established and Lorenzo in the production is first class. And we don't want to kind of like muck it up with little kind of like illustrations. Most of the instruction, most of the information. And education is going to come through the commentary.
And obviously, Rogan and Goldie are going to be on. Have you guys decided that the rest of the commentating team in terms of pre-fight and post-fight stuff?
Eric?
No.
No, we're still working on it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We do think Rogan is awesome, though.
All right, thank you. Once again, that is star one. If you'd like to queue up to ask the question, again, that is star one. And we'll now go to Spencer Kite with Heavy.com.
Hi, guys. Thanks for doing this today. Congratulations, everybody. We've always talked about with boxing, Dana, that the heavyweight division is sort of the division that draws people in, that people are automatically looking to. Is that part of the reason for putting this fight on Fox and having this be the first fight on Fox is people are just drawn to heavyweight fights, especially heavyweight title fights?
Yeah, I think if you're gonna go out on your first fight on the biggest network, you know, in the country, you go with your best foot forward. Not only the head. Listen, I mean, imagine if you can't say that if you're going with the heavy, it's just gonna be a Klitschko fight, and then people turn in for the first time and everybody falls asleep. You know what I mean? We're going with a heavyweight fight that's going to be a barn burner. These guys are going to go at it. It's going to be exciting. It's more than just a heavyweight title. It's two heavyweights that I know are going to perform and put on a great fight.
Yeah, you talked about earlier sort of if the fight, when Dave asked if the fight goes short, what are we going to do sort of to fill that time? Are there any reservations about the fight not playing out the way that, you know, you envision it and you see it happening? Or are these two guys that you know are going to get out there and deliver the caliber of fight we need for the first show?
Well, you guys know very well, and I've said it many times, I put on all the bells and whistles and do all the good stuff, and then those guys have to go in there and do their job when it's time. And if you look over the last 10 years, I could count on one hand how many fights have sucked, all right? And do you tell me the last time you saw Junior Dos Santos or Cain Velasquez in a boring fight? I bet I am. I'm literally betting everything that it's not going to happen.
I agree. I don't think it will. Congratulations, guys. Appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now moving on, we'll go back to Kevin Yule with Yahoo Sports.
I wanted to ask the Fox guys, can you give us an estimate of what you're telling the advertisers you think this would do in terms of viewers?
No, we couldn't. We never do. And we're not going to start now.
Do you think this surpasses the CBS show that I think did 6 million with Kimbo Slice headline?
One of my golden rules is never predict ratings, because it's a zero sum game, and but I'd probably, if I was a betting man, which I am, I'd probably put a couple of bucks on the fact that we will.
Hey, Dana, just a lot of people are asking, there was some kind of story out that Brock may be forced to retire. Can you address that?
Just so you know, guys, the Kimbo Slice fight against Petruzzelli did 4.5 million viewers.
James did six.
What's that?
Didn't James Thompson fight his first one, do six? That was the first one on CBS?
I don't know. The one that I got that I heard was the biggest was 4.5. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was six. But when Kimbo Slice fought on the Ultimate Fighter and it was taped, on Spike, it did like 5 million viewers. So I'm not going to be too cocky here and trump what David Hill said, but I'll tell you right now, I'm expecting to blow that number out of the water.
And Dana, can you answer that question about Brock? There was rumors that he's ill and will be forced to retire. Do you know that?
That's ridiculous. It's so far from the truth, it's not even funny. The guy is 100%. The guy's working up on a farm up in Canada all summer. He's 100%. His surgery went great. He's 100%. He's getting back into training here in the next couple of weeks.
Good. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now move on. We'll go to Karen Bryant with MMA Heat.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? Danny, you sound very excited, so congratulations.
I am very excited. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, fired up. I know that you like aggressive fighters, guys who ask for fights. I'm curious if you could name names of people who called you as soon as the Fox announcement came out and said, I want to be on the first card.
No, nobody was beating the door down and looking for that first fight. But, you know, I knew when I made the phone call and asked anybody if they wanted this fight. Since we've been on the phone, Junior Dos Santos' manager has texted me 57,000 times saying how excited they are.
That's cool. Well, and I'm also curious what you think about, you know, there was a lot of speculation online. People were saying, oh, maybe it'll be, you know, Tito and Rich or Tito and Shogun or Silva and Hendo. Were there any fights that you guys saw that interested you or fights that you hadn't even put together that due to fan demand you kind of started to consider?
Yeah, what we do is we get together and there's a big whiteboard and we just start writing names down and trying to make matches that we thought would make sense for this thing. And, you know, this one makes the most sense. You look at them all and you figure out what you think makes the most sense. But more importantly, like I've been saying through this whole thing, the way that I look at this fight, this is our Forrest Griffin, Stephen Bonner, now on a huge, massive platform. And we need to deliver, and there's no doubt in my mind, and I will bet anything and everything, and am betting that these guys are going to deliver.
Awesome. And last question, this is also for the Fox guys. If there have been new sponsors that have come in now that you have a new, you know, revenue maker with a different sport, if there's been any new advertising partners, or conversely, if there has been any resistance from somebody because they're just not sure about the sport.
Well, we haven't really started. Now that we know who's fighting, the guys will be knocking on doors next week. So the answer to that question will probably come in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Based on Dana's enthusiasm for the ratings, he's personally going out on all the sales calls.
Right. Awesome. Cool. Thanks, guys.
I mean, the best that ever happened to us.
All right, thank you. And moving on, we'll now go to Enrique Gutierrez with Univision.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Dana.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got in late to the call, but I understand this fight is going to happen on November the 12th.
Correct. November the 12th in Anaheim, California, at the Honda Center.
Yeah. That's the same night that Manny Pacquiao is fighting Juan Manuel Marquez. So my question is, how do you think this is going to affect your audience, especially the Latino fans, being that Cain Velasquez is also one of the main draws for the UFC among the Latino fans?
I think it's going to affect our numbers big. It's free. You don't have to pay $65 for it. I think it's going to be big for us. Plus, yeah, I think this fight, if I'm not mistaken, I think this fight gets over before the Pacquiao fight goes on. So the great thing for fight fans is you can watch this fight for free, and then you can watch that fight too. I hate Bob Arum. I hope he only does one buy on this fight, but I love Manny Pacquiao, and I'd love to see him do 3 million buys and make a ton of money. So it's a catch 22 for me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on, we'll now take a question from Mike McMahon with Eagle Tribune.
Hi, I just got one question for Dana. Dana, how important or how big do you think it could be to not only promote this fight, but to be able to promote your sport alongside something like the NFL that does such huge numbers, and at the same time, I feel like the fan bases, there could be a lot of crossover between an NFL fan and potentially a new UFC fan.
It's amazing. You know, this—I said it when we announced the deal. This was literally my dream deal. It was the deal that I've always wanted, and now that we're actually in it, it's even better than I ever dreamed it would be. You know, more than just the obviously being integrated into all the major sports like the NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and Fox Sports does it better and bigger than everybody else does. They're the number one network in the country. And more important than that is the relationship we've created with these guys already before the deal has even started. You know, these are guys, these are our kind of guys that get it and are passionate about the sport and love it. And they're actually guys that we like and actually want to hang out with, which is very rare in the television industry.
And we enjoy hanging out with them too. We're all adolescents, average age about 17 and a half.
Any more questions?
Is that it? I gotta go.
You guys are boring David Hill. Who's got the next question?
I got things to do. Hey, listen, Dana, thank you so much. Lorenzo, I'll catch you guys. I'll leave Eric to handle things. I got to fly. Goodbye.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Bye.